Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
As I record this, the GOP is one seat away from taking control of the House. They're at 217 seats. They need 218. Boy, those six seats that the Republican leadership, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, allowed the Democrats to steal outright with the help of the Census Bureau, sure would have made a difference, huh? In case you've forgotten how that went, it was an utter outrage. Wait, what? Yep, the Democrats teamed up with the Census Bureau, yet another weaponized agency, to steal six seats from the GOP. Six seats, it turns out, we kind of really needed. That is one of the most outrageous stories of the year. In fact, the GOP leadership should not only not be reelected this week, they should resign from their leadership positions and their seats in absolute shame and total embarrassment. Here's what happened to recap this, and it's just another instance of every single federal agency being weaponized against us, feeling comfortable using fraud against us with absolutely no repercussions from our weaponized intelligence and criminal justice agencies. Here's what happened. Over 1,000 census takers lied. They committed fraud. Can't imagine the organizational power it must have took to coordinate all that, because damn skippy they didn't do it on their own. They simply faked people and then turned it in. The Census Bureau discovered this early on and quietly fired 300 of them for this fraud. And then they sent people out to redo the census. No, of course not. They kept the fraud in place after firing some of those who committed it. And they told everyone that, no, of course not. No, they let the numbers they knew were fake be used to redraw districts. What did that result in? Texas should have gotten a seat, a red seat, because of its population growth. It didn't. Florida lost two seats that it should have gotten because of its population growth. Minnesota's population overcount of a staggering and unbelievable 3.8%. That's 215,000 people. Yeah, that was a problem. Minnesota got a blue district. Texas's undercount of 1.9%, oopsie, equates to more than 500,000 people. Colorado, which didn't gain population, got a blue seat too. So did a bright blue area of Rhode Island, even though they didn't gain any population. Now, with the GOP barely able to crawl over the line to the 218 seats it needs for a majority, those seats sure were important, weren't they? It gets worse on two counts. First, the Census Bureau knew this happened in 2020. They even fired the folks who did it in 2020 and kept their fraudulent work, allowed the districts to be fraudulently redrawn to a Democrat advantage of six seats they otherwise shouldn't have had, and they told absolutely nobody until the summer of 2022, when the Census Bureau popped up out of nowhere and simultaneously told everyone that, one, there'd been this oopsie, and two, don't worry, we fired the people back in 2020. Well, why'd they wait till the summer of 2022? because the primary elections had already been held in these states, and it was good and cemented in. Well, the GOP leadership certainly sued immediately. Ha! Are you kidding? They said nothing. They did nothing. The RNC, Ronna McDaniel, by the way, she wants her position back too. As the head of the RNC, said nothing. Did nothing. The only reason I could figure they did this is because this is so mortifying that had they sued or said something or complained in any way, the donors might have been furious at Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. You throw away six seats like that on your watch? Again, not only should you resign from your position in GOP leadership, you should resign in shame from your office. Because let me tell you what, there's no way they didn't know something was wrong here. The people who redraw these seats at the state level had to have been screaming in their ears. They would have known right away something was wrong in Florida and Texas. Off 500,000 in Texas, they know their state population. But nothing was done, and the Democrats walked away with a six-seat steal, thanks to the intervention of the Census Bureau, which should be criminally investigated. The most important thing I'd want to know, if I was the Republican leadership and I'd immediately used my new power in the House to have hearings and to submit subpoenas to the Census Bureau, what went on between 2020 when you discovered the fraud and fired everybody, and now when you decided to keep these fake districts? Give me all of your emails. I'd FOIA them and I'd subpoena them. What was the decision-making process to just ignore the fraud and go ahead and let states redraw these districts using way out of whack numbers? We'll never know, because the GOP leadership is utterly uninterested. Here's the big question I've got. That this happened is not a secret. It was written up in Newsweek. You can read it for yourself. The outrageous Republic distorting census era you've heard nothing about. Well, we're 2 years into this now. This is the first congressional, you know, races that have been held in these fake districts. These districts, if we do nothing, no lawsuit, nothing, they're going to be around till 2030.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll run in them until 2030. Are we ever going to do anything about this? It's one of those things to keep your eye on. That tells you everything you need to know about the GOP leadership. The first thing to understand them that you have to accept is that winning is not the goal. Power is. Even if it's just power over an ever-shrinking minority party, you can get very rich and very powerful being the controlled opposition. Want more evidence? These guys just don't have a lot of interest in winning anything. Anybody care to guess who the single most unpopular member of Congress is? Bar none of all of them. It's Mitch McConnell, the GOP Senate leader. Ugly as all get out, he resembles a turkey on its way to slaughter, unintelligent and horribly spoken. At just 7% approval rating, that's out of 100, he is the least popular member of Congress. Now that's among the general public, that 7% approval rating. He holds a whopping 18% approval from Republicans. And among the general public, a staggering 81% disapproval. So in other words, the way Republicans look at it, the perfect guy to be their leader in the Senate. It gets worse. We're now learning that the Democrats took stolen money from FTX, the big cryptocurrency trading platform. Folks, this isn't money where this platform went broke because they made some bad investments. It was stolen. Like the billions of dollars that are gone now that caused its collapse, they disappeared. They weren't lost in bad investments. Disappeared. This is stolen money. Folks, right now it's being reported that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are broke because they so heavily invested in this. So did a lot of Hollywood. They had no idea they were funding Democrat campaigns. No one on our side can really seem to put this together, to frame it, to report it the right way. I've been gnashing my teeth over it. Until Jesse Waters on Fox News finally did it in under 2 minutes. Here's what you need to know. Keep in mind, as he says this, $40 million went into Democrat coffers. That allowed John Fetterman to use the laundered criminal cash to outspend Oz, for instance, in Pennsylvania, 4-1. But Sam Fried Bankman, the guy behind it all, bragged in an interview last year that he had pumped $1 billion with a B, into the midterms. He then walked that back. I believe his first statement. Anyway, here's Jesse Waters about how they launder the money.
This is bigger than Bernie Madoff. But unlike Bernie Madoff, who was getting rich off a Ponzi scheme, the Democratic Party was getting rich off of FTX. Now, FTX came onto the scene in 2019 and it spent $10 million to put Joe Biden in the White House in 2020. And the guy running FTX, the second biggest Democrat donor in the midterms, after Soros, of course, spent $40 million to get Democrats elected. Wonder why someone like John Fetterman was able to raise as much as four times as much cash as Oz? Well, you can thank Sam Bankman-Fried, who ran this crypto scheme out of a penthouse in the Bahamas. The funny thing is, Ukraine was an investor in FTX. You may be asking, why is a country in the middle of a war investing in crypto? Shouldn't they be buying weapons? Democrats send money to Ukraine. Ukraine sends money to FTX, and FTX sends money to the Democrats' campaigns. Now, I don't know if this is war profiteering or money laundering. I don't even know, but it needs to be investigated.
I'll say, but in a minute, I'll tell you why nothing major will ever come of this. But first, I'll let Waters finish.
Look at Sam right there behind George Soros. Soros paid for a crime wave, and Sam may have committed a crime to stop a red wave. The guy was throwing so much money around, it got the owner a seat right next to Clinton. The John Fetterman of cryptocurrency, SPF, was just at the White House, actually. He got two closed-doors meetings with Biden's senior advisor in the spring, right around the time Biden was shipping billions to Ukraine. The funny thing is, Ukraine was an investor in FTX. You may be asking, why is a country in the middle of a war investing in crypto? Shouldn't they be buying weapons or, I mean, if they have to invest in anything, doesn't crypto sound a little risky for Zelensky? You wouldn't want an investment with a solid rate of return and years of stable growth? No. Zelensky thought he'd give it to a guy living in a tax haven, fresh out of college with funny hair. Well, when Democrats are sending you billions of dollars of weaponry, the least you could do is reward their favorite mega donor. And what did FTX do with the money Ukraine invested? Well, they plowed it right back into the Democratic Party. Democrats send money to Ukraine. Ukraine sends money to FTX, and FTX sends money to the Democrats' campaigns.
But didn't Republicans vote for the more than $40 billion we printed and sent to the tiny corrupt country of Ukraine? You betcha. In fact, our leadership zealously moved the legislation through both the House and the Senate and voted for it themselves. Bunch of dupes. Until you, wow, catch this. Look at Mitch McConnell's victory fund. And there it is. $2.5 million from FTX to McConnell. The money flowed into the victory fund. What did McConnell use it for? He attempted to take out, among other things, several pro-Trump Republicans in the primaries. That's right, money that could have been used against Democrats, instead used against patriots. So in other words, properly used. What does this mean? Republicans aren't going to be any more interested than the Democrat leadership is in finding out where this money came from and where it went. Now do you see why McConnell, our erstwhile leader, the one who looks like a turkey, is in such a huge hurry to have that leadership election by tomorrow? Yep. He knows he took it too. What does this guarantee? Nobody is going anywhere for this. And neither is the investigation. They'll just play at it. And GOP leadership will let them, because their hands are in the cookie jar.
Battleground America with Sarah Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.